BBC News for Gerry Smith. The United Nations Human Rights Chief says Islamic State militants may be guilty of war crimes. Ivan Simonovic said atrocities against the Yazidi people might amount to attempted genocide, as they've been given no alternative except to convert to the group's form of Islam or be killed. From the UN in New York, here's Nick Bryant.
Islamic State's idea of justice is to commit murder. It is the antithesis of human rights. That's the damning verdict of Ivan Simonovic, the UN's human rights chief, who's just returned from a week-long fact-finding mission to Iraq. During his visit, Mr. Simonovic met countless victims of Islamic State's brutality. A father whose four sons were murdered because they refused to convert to Islam. A young boy who survived a mass execution in which his father and brothers had been murdered despite being hit with six bullets himself. A 12-year-old girl who escaped sexual slavery.
Huge explosions, intense small arms fire and airstrikes have been seen in the Syrian town of Kobani, where Kurdish fighters have been holding out against Islamic State militants. The US military has attacked targets in and around Kobani. The fierce fighting comes as Iraqi Kurdish fighters say they're preparing to cross into Syria to support their fellow Kurds after being allowed transit by Turkey. The president of Ghana, John Mahama, has said vital international supplies and resources to tackle Ebola are beginning to arrive in the three worst affected countries, Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. President Mahama, who's chairman of the regional bloc ECOWAS, said there needed to be proper coordination between agencies to prevent duplication. He said other West African countries needed to learn lessons from Nigeria, which has now been declared free of Ebola.
Ebola knows no boundaries. So we need to keep preparing for any eventuality. Nigeria was able very quickly to snuff it out. And I think that that was a very positive move that we all need to learn from, how they managed to track and trace and quarantine people and be able to deal with the virus.
The Chilean authorities have arrested one of the best-known supporters of the former military leader, Augusto Pinochet. Christian Labey is suspected of involvement in the murders of 13 political prisoners. Gideon Long reports.
Mr. Labey is charged with being part of a group of officers who abducted, tortured and killed 13 opponents of the Pinochet regime at a military camp on the Chilean coast. The killings took place between 1973 and 74, shortly after General Pinochet took power in a coup. Another 9 former officers have also been charged. Mr. Labey, who denies involvement, was one of General Pinochet's bodyguards and served as a minister in the final year of his government. He visited General Pinochet around a dozen times while the general was under house arrest in Britain between 1998 and 2000.
World News from the BBC. US climate officials say global average temperatures last month were the hottest since records began, and this year is on course to become the warmest ever. Rajini Vaidyanathan in Washington has more.
The mercury's been rising at record levels, according to meteorologists in the US. Last month, the average global temperature was 60.3 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 15.7 degrees Celsius, making it the warmest September since records began 135 years ago. This hot spell's been part of a wider trend. Scientists say this proves global warming is accelerating at pace.
Colombia has declared the murders of 34 left-wing political activists in the 80s and 90s crimes against humanity. Officials acknowledged that agents of the state had taken part in some of the killings, which were carried out by right-wing paramilitaries. The victims belonged to the Patriotic Union, a left-wing party. Detectives investigating the murders of 7 women in the American state of Indiana say the main suspect has told them he may have killed many more people over the last 20 years. Investigators say Darren Vann, a 43-year-old sex offender, confessed to the killings when they questioned him about the murder of 19-year-old Africa Hardy at a motel in the town of Hammond. Police said his information led them to find 6 other bodies in abandoned houses across northwestern Indiana. John Doughty is the police chief of Hammond.
He admitted his involvement in the Hammond incident and had expressed an interest in notifying police of other criminal incidents he was involved with. This included initially describing and then helping detectives locate 3 other victims in the city of Gary. 3 other female victims have been subsequently located in the city of Gary with the assistance of Mr. Vann, bringing the total number of victims, including ours, to 7.
The police chief of Hammond. And that's the BBC News.